Well, I'm telling you this much, honey child. The Cindy we're about to be doing, oh, it's gonna be off the chart. Celebrate, bring on Cool and the gang. It's gonna be a party. That's all I'm saying, child. How we're doing it. Jane Payne, what are you doing in my house? Get out of my house.
Nanny Pascal is a close personal friend. I know you'll help me. You know, I know you'll help me.
I will help you get out of my house, and I will kick your butt out here. Now get lost, honey child. What are you doing? What are you doing climbing on my sofa? No. Leave my cup. Why are you showing down the clothes? I have to watch sunlight, honey child. I'm a vampire. What are you doing?
People cannot see me.
Honey, more I can see you, love.
I meant the public. The public cannot see Jane Payne anymore.
Honey, who's there after you?
Everyone's after me. They want my flesh, the piece of my flesh. But I will not do such a degrading thing. Jane Payne has standards.
Honey, you looked in the mirror about that, honey, because I don't think you met yourself if you're saying you have standards.
Oh, Nanny Prescott, you can sit there and quibble and crabble, but please, you need to protect me because I want my privacy and people keep evading my privacy.
Why are they doing it?
It's because of my book, and they now all want a piece of me.
Wait, so that Buddha you wrote, where you bared your entire soul, which, to be honest, I wish you put some clothes on that soul, but you did that whole thing, telling everything about your life, which the bit that ain't made up, honey child, was too revealing anyway. And now you won't know your privacy. Saying your privacy been violated, honey child. Where you tell the whole world about such things.
Listen, I wanted fame and I want privacy. You should understand it and help protect me from all these alligating press people. Seriously, Nanny Prescott, don't you have any sympathy for me?
Honey, you can't have it both ways. You come to I want fame and I want privacy. You pick one or the other, child. You don't pick both. And you can't have your cake and eat it too, child. So, that's your problem. Now get out of my house.
Seriously, Nanny Prescott, will you not help someone in need? What are you doing that's so important you can't have me around now?
Well, I was getting ready for a big shindig I'm about to do, honey.
And what shindig is that?
Well, honey, in the next episode, you'll find that out.
Episode? No, I cannot bear such matters. No. No TV. Nanny Prescott, nothing, okay? You gotta tell those reporters to go.
Honey, why are they chasing? Your book's been out for ages with your bad hair caught in the cover and all that sort of thing. Why did I want to talk to you now?
Well, word got around about my rendezvous with Charles and our torrid love affair. And then I was chased for hours and hours upon end with the paparazzi in the car. I cannot abide such things. You see, Nanny Pascal, I've been hounded like the hounds of the Baskervilles. I've been hounded like the hungry wolf from that song.
Well, I really do feel like Olivia Graham Netron doing a touch of reality. First, she was fine with publishing that Queen Victoria's Black, and now she's chasing after you, generally believing, or at least in her news house it sounds, and generally believing that you had a Tory love affair with King Charles.
Why do you say that is so far-fetched? This is Charles we're talking about.
Yeah, but it's also you we're talking about. Seriously, they really believe in all this stuff. They might as well just change the news, be called fake news, honey, Joe. That's all I'm gonna say. Now get out of my house!
Nanny Prescott, please, they are coming after me with everything. They are interrogating me about my passion of it, and I just want to be left alone.
No, you want to be the center of attention, and you want to pick and choose. And I want to pick and choose, too. And I want to pick and choose that you get out of my house right now.
Nanny Prescott, I know you think that I don't really know the Bible as well as you do.
Well, honey, you are Anglican.
But I indeed know my Bible, and I know when it says, if you have two tunics and one has none, you give one to the other, and you're not giving me your tunic.
Honey, I ain't giving you my clothes!
You know what I mean? You have privacy. I do not have privacy, but you will not lend me your privacy. I think that's intolerable. All I want now is to be left alone. Like Greta Garbo, you know, the close personal friend of us.
Honey, how in the world were you a close personal friend of hers?
Oh, she let me into her private circle because we were close personal friends and she knew I would help keep her privacy. Oh, indeed, and I was even at the funeral.
JP, I think all of this is nonsense.
Well, the nonsense is the fact that people are invading my space, invading my privacy, want to know every single detail about me.
Well, honey, every single detail about you is in the book, along with, like, many other false ideas.
Well, Nanny Pussy, I can see how unloving you are, how uncaring you are, how unchristian you are.
Wait a minute, you're going to lecture me about being Christian? I read your book. And let's just say, Christian is the furthest thing from the mind of the book.
I'm very holy.
Honey, you had to tell me you're holy. You ain't.
Listen, all I want is sanctuary. Sanctuary. Sanctuary.
Well, honey, please don't use my house as a sanctuary. The church is a good idea. We just have an area called the sanctuary you can go into.
Oh, that's a good idea. Then the cameras will not hound me, and I will get my beloved privacy. Oh, Nanny Prescott. When the history books are written, they will say that you are on the wrong side of me. Which means everything, because you did not help me in my time of need. Get away from me, you heathen. To church I must descend upon for sanctuary.
Well, if she doesn't want, you know, just wants privacy, doesn't the whole point of that being written in history books now being the wrong side of her kind of means that she has to kind of be famous again and then lose her privacy, which kind of defeats the whole point of having privacy in the first place? Yeah, I just really think she just wants attention. Goodness me, giving her way too much airtime. And oh, the cameras, hello. Oh, guys, what are you all doing here? What are you all doing here? Jane Payne's going over that way.
Oh, we're not here for Jane Payne.
Oh, you're not Craig Morris.
No, we're here for you.
Oh, so you weren't chasing after Jane Payne for 3 hours in the car?
No, what does she get a question like that for? Maybe she's on the conveyor belt of our cameras and all, but yeah, we weren't here to talk about Jane Payne, but you.
Why me?
Well, it's about that little shindig you're about to be putting on. We want to have a full exclusive of the whole event.
Oh, do you, love? Well, honey, you got it. Because the town's going to be celebrating like it's 1999. Well, actually, to be more precisely, like it's going to be 2000.
You and this is what's going on in Grassville. I'm the Craig Show, Thomas Saylor. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming on and listening to the show. We are on the cusp of episode 200, and it's been an amazing ride. Back when this started in 2019, you never know how far things will go, and so to be able to do 200 episodes is incredible. So thank you so much for everyone listening to the show and enjoying it. Do remember, there's books you can buy, other episodes. There's now 199 episodes you can listen to. So do get stuck into that and tell us about the show. And get ready for a celebration. But until next time, bye for now.